Sands, Mohegan Sun and Wynn face obstacles to win NY casino licenses. The battle for one of the three downtown New York casino licenses is shaping up to be a war. Las Vegas Sands, Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts are grappling with significant challenges as they vie for one of the coveted licenses. Assemblyman Tony Simone has emerged as a vocal opponent of the Wynn Resorts proposal. Simone's stance is particularly influential given his position as one of the six board members responsible for deciding the fate of the casino licenses. His opposition could prove to be a significant hurdle for Wynn Resorts, which has been aggressively pursuing its plans to establish a casino in the state. Las Vegas Sands is also encountering difficulties in its quest to expand into New York. The company's plans to build a casino have already faced setbacks. While Sands was authorized to manage the Nassau Coliseum, its ambitions to construct a casino at the site were thwarted. This decision has not been finalized, and discussions are ongoing, leaving Sands' future in New York uncertain. The possibility remains that Sands could lose the rights to manage the Nassau Coliseum entirely if further negotiations do not yield a favorable outcome. Meanwhile, Mohegan Sun is dealing with a different kind of challenge. Kamal Berwani, a former New York State official, has publicly criticized the company, arguing that it is unfit to hold a New York casino license. Berwani's son died of an alleged fentanyl overdose while at a gaming table at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut in 2021. This incident has fueled Berwani's assertion that Mohegan Sun does not adequately ensure the safety and well-being of its patrons, casting doubt on the company's suitability for a license in New York. The intensifying battle. The competition for these licenses is fierce, with major players in the gaming industry eager to capitalize on the lucrative New York market. Each contender's ability to navigate these challenges will be crucial in determining their success. For Wynn Resorts, overcoming Assemblyman Simone's opposition will require strategic engagement and potentially significant concessions to address his concerns. Las Vegas Sands must continue to advocate for its casino plans while navigating the complexities of its current authorization to manage the Nassau Coliseum. The ongoing discussions about its plans will be pivotal in determining whether Sands can secure a foothold in the New York market or if it will be forced to revise its strategy. For Mohegan Sun, addressing the concerns raised by Kamal Berwani is essential. The company will need to demonstrate a robust commitment to patron safety and implement measures that can reassure both the licensing board and the public. The incident involving Berwani's son has highlighted the potential risks associated with gaming establishments, and Mohegan Sun's response will be closely scrutinized. The outcome of this competitive process will shape the future of gaming in New York and have significant economic implications for the state. The stakes are high, and the obstacles faced by Sands, Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts highlight the complexities of securing a casino license in one of the most sought-after markets in the U.S.